The other thing I've been working on recently, George, when you're so kind to ask, is a commission from my publishers up in Canada, the one I do all my mystery books for, you know, that you and I talk about.
Yes.
And this one is on the mystery of voodoo and Obeah and Santeria and the other mystery religions which have got magic involved with them.
I saw a dramatic movie about Santeria, must have been about 6 months ago. It's an older movie. Scared the living daylights out of me. Now, I think Hollywood may have distorted it a little bit, but is it a scary religion?
Well, in as far as they do have magic in the ways that some of the more orthodox religions don't. You see, basically, they're referred to as the syncretized religions because when the people from Yoruba in Africa, the Yoruba nation, came across during the tragic days of the slave trade, they brought with them their very ancient African magic and beliefs. And then, because the slave owners were afraid that if the people they had brought over were able to unite around their religion, I mean, just as religion took the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt
right.
and into their own land, so there was this unifying bond of a strong religion. The slave owners forbade them to practice it, so they mixed it, they disguised it, they camouflaged it underneath the traditional Christianity of the time. Just give you one example. There was one of their demigods, or orishas as they called them, a guy called Chango, who was the power behind thunder and lightning. Now, in the stories of the saints, the good Saint Barbara protects people against lightning. So the Yoruba people linked their Chango, the orisha of lightning and power and thunder, with the Christian Saint Barbara. So if somebody came in and saw them, they were really, in their minds, praying to Chango. But if anybody heard them, they were praying aloud to Saint Barbara. They brought the two together in that way.
Voodoo as well, zombies.
Oh, yes. Now, the stories of what zombieism might really be, and it can't be ignored because there are so many reliable witnesses who claim to have researched people who had vanished or who'd died and apparently been buried. When coffins were opened, they were found to be empty, and then maybe 20 or 30 years after the disappearance, the supposed death and the burial, the zombified victim would be seen, recognized, walking around in the marketplace, or working in a field. But, of course, it wasn't only that. There was another very strange religion. If I could just tell you one very brief story.
Sure.
about Dave Sinclair. Now, Dave was an American author and adventurer, and he'd gone down to Brazil to do some research into Brazilian customs and religions, and everything went wrong for him. His long-standing girlfriend, with whom he'd been very happy, left him. A substantial amount of money that was due to him just didn't materialize. Then his health went down. He caught malaria.
Oh my.
He got involved in a court case. You know, life was just crashing around him. And he thought, oh, well, it's just one of those runs of bad luck. Then he had a Brazilian friend who was psychic, and he was a practicing Macumban, which is one of the subdivisions of voodooism and Obeah and the Santerian religions. And this guy, who was a good friend of David, said, David, someone has closed your paths. And he explained to David that this was a particular spell that could be worked against people. And he said, but don't worry. Come with me to a service and we'll get your paths opened again. And David thought, oh, I'm a bit of a skeptic, I don't go with this, but I'll go with him. He's doing his best for me. And at this service, there was a priestess who was dressed in a smart, normal, daily costume, crucifix around her neck, and she was running the service as normal. And suddenly she left the meeting place, came back, wearing a torn red satin outfit with a human skull hanging round her neck totally different expression in her eyes. She turned to Dave Sinclair and said, I am Exu, the Orisha. And something appeared to have totally taken possession of this otherwise respectable priestess. And then she said, be not afraid. I am on your side. Your paths are open, and those who cursed you, their paths are closed. David, within the next week, settled the litigation in his favor. Money he'd been expecting, which had been held up, arrived, and he met and fell in love with a wonderful new partner, and his health was restored to normal. He said, maybe it was only coincidence, but I think something happened at that ceremony.